Loving God, loving people is the motto of Zion United Church of Christ in Peru. And in God's eyes, that's what it's all about. Love. Join them this morning and every Sunday morning at 10:15. And you'll agree, it's the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. With this week's message from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru, here's Pastor Alex Garncars.
Hi. Today we're tackling a subject that's been on a lot of people's minds lately. Why is church attendance declining, especially why are younger people leaving the church? You've probably noticed the pews looking a little emptier on Sundays these days. The percentage of teenagers and young adults going to church has dropped a lot. According to surveys, only about 1 in 3 millennials attend church services regularly, and it's even lower for the Gen Z, which is 12 to 27-year-olds. Just 1 in 4 of them go to church at least once a month. Why are so many young people saying thanks but no thanks to church? Let's talk about some of the reasons young people are staying home on Sundays. It's not just because they're addicted to video games and sleeping in. There's a lot more to it than that. Let's start with a big one that turns a lot of people off from church. They see double standards. You know, people preaching one thing but living out another in their daily lives. Jesus himself condemned this kind of hypocrisy very harshly. He called out religious leaders of his day for expecting people to follow strict rules, but forgetting more important things like mercy and justice and faithfulness. Stories of pastors, priests, or members living immorally, getting caught up in scandals or treating people poorly really clash with the loving for real lifestyle that Jesus showed us. And young people don't have patience for that disconnect between word and action. As the saying goes, your actions speak so loudly, I can hardly hear what you're saying. Fair enough, young people. Another big factor pushing Gen Z away is that many see the church as hopelessly outdated and out of touch with modern culture and issues that young people care about, like social justice, racial equality, LGBTQ+ rights, climate change, and more. Young people are growing up with diversity, with apps like YouTube, TikTok, and other social media where they see other points of view, way beyond their local bubble. So when a church looks exclusive, my way or the highway, old-fashioned or unwilling to grow on certain social issues, young people see it as meaningless baggage from past generations and that churches aren't needed anymore. Paul wrote about becoming all things to all people to reach them. Maybe the church doesn't get that about young people. Another reason is doubt and questioning. Questioning the Bible, questioning beliefs. It's totally normal, but churches haven't done a great job of creating spaces for young people to wrestle with the tough questions about the Bible, about ethics, about science, about faith. Instead, young people feel pressure to just accept what they're taught and stuff down their doubts, which is the polar opposite of how their young, questioning minds work. No wonder many feel pushed away instead of embraced. As Jesus modeled with Doubting Thomas, it's okay to have questions and doubt, but ignoring or shutting down questions does not work for young people. Finally, and maybe biggest of all, a lot of young people feel judged, misunderstood, and unwelcome in churches because of their identity, their lifestyle, or their personal struggles. Fair or not, many young people, when they think of church, they think of rejection, judgment, our way is the only right way, closed minds about things like sexual orientation, gender identity, mental health challenges, and more. Jesus, on the other hand, is famous for radically embracing people on the fringes, the tax collectors, the sinners, as he called them. He led with lavish acceptance, not judgment or moral requirements, or you have to do this before a relationship with me can happen. Jesus just opened his arms wide, inviting all who are weary and burdened to find rest in him. There were no strings attached. For many young people who feel like misfits or who have been burned by church folks, that unconditional welcome is something that they really, really need. So there you have it. Just a few of the questions young people have become disenchanted and disconnected from the church. Please hear me, though. I'm not just venting frustrations. I genuinely believe the church has much life-giving truth, love, and purpose to offer every generation, including our young people. We just have to work in a few areas and return to Jesus' way. Gen Z still deeply hungers for the things that the church offers. Like Jesus reminded the religious folks of his day, you can't put new wine into old wineskins. So hey, older generations, it's time we stop grumbling about those crazy kids and their TikTok dances. Instead, let's ask how we can do a better job to show love, grace, and truth like Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Maybe, who knows, Gen Z will start coming back to church once we get back to the real thing. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to spread more light in these dim and confusing times. I'll catch you next time. Have a wonderful week.
Zion United Church of Christ at 6th and Grant Streets in Peru has services this morning at 10:15. Join them to hear more from Pastor Alex Garncars and discover why their community is the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. And come back next week at 8:25 for more with Pastor Garncars from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru on 103.9 WLPO.